It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Just feeling sick right now. It's difficult to even think.
The pillowcase rapist will be released in the Antelope Valley.
They're going to have to watch their backs every day, every moment. They're going to have to arm themselves. They're going to have security cameras and lights. And it just isn't fair.
It's October 8th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. DA debate day at KNX News, and there's some polling that shows it's not even close.
The image that George Gascon has with voters is negative. That's really the main driver of this.
And California sues TikTok.
They have an algorithm that's designed to suck our kids in and keep them on.
It's all coming up, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. A man who has raped 40 women, maybe more, is going to be released in the Antelope Valley, and people there are angry, and they are scared, because this will be the third sexually violent predator who they can call their neighbor. Emily Valdez has been covering this case for a long time.
Residents tried to fight having the so-called pillowcase rapist, Christopher Hubbert, released from a state mental hospital into their Juniper Hills neighborhood.
Just feeling sick right now. It's difficult to even think.
But a judge has ruled that's where he's going to go.
The women who live up there are terrified. It doesn't make any sense to place somebody and virtually imprison the entire community around him.
Mary Jeters lives in the area near Little Rock.
They won't be able to go out. Their grandkids won't be able to go out and play. They're going to have to watch their backs every day, every moment. They're going to have to arm themselves. They're going to have security cameras and lights and... It just isn't fair.
Hubbert convicted of raping about 40 women in their homes all across California, putting a pillowcase over their faces from the 70s to the 90s. He spent the last several decades in prison or state mental hospitals. Sexually violent predators aren't regular sex offenders. These guys and women are considered the worst of the worst and are more than likely to reoffend again.
He's gotten out several times and has reoffended. The judge at the hearing recently signaled that this was going to be the outcome, essentially saying it would take a long time to find another place for Hubbert to live. L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says she's outraged.
The unincorporated community of Juniper Hills is home to many women and families who work hard and enjoy peaceful lives. And this is going to be a disruption and, quite frankly, unfair to a community that already feels as though it is a dumping ground. And shame on Liberty, who is the company that is contracted to locate housing for these individuals. Shame on them. Shame on them.
Hubbert, again, has been convicted of raping 40 women back in the 70s and 80s. This is the fifth time he is being released. He was placed in the Palmdale area back in 2014, a decade ago, but was taken back into custody for violating the terms of his release. Two students at UCLA reported they may have been drugged during parties, and the cops are investigating now. This is the fraternity area just off campus. One of the students was given a drink, ended up going to the hospital.
As far as we know, they're okay, but are you surprised hearing that at all?
A little bit, yeah, but like obviously college campuses, it's something that happens, but it obviously needs to be under control, and the places that it's happening at needs to be like, there needs to be repercussions for them, obviously.
What do you tell your friends, especially female friends, about going to parties and taking a drink from someone? Do you guys talk about that?
I know we're in a frat, so at our frat we serve like cans, and you can't open it before you give it to any women or any of the guys there and stuff like that. So there needs to be stuff like that to keep yourself and other people safe.
And what do you think about all this?
Obviously, it's like very wrong. You shouldn't do anything anyone's drink. We don't serve any hard liquor or anything, just for the girls' safety. And for my fraternity, at least, we take that very seriously, and, like, we don't We don't mess with that type of stuff because I have a lot of friends that are girls, and like they're like all my little sisters. So like I love to keep them like safe and like always make sure they're okay no matter what.
UCLA police are investigating, asking anybody with information to come forward. California is suing TikTok along with several other states.
California's Attorney General Rob Bonta says TikTok is preying on kids to get them addicted through many of its features, including autoplay.
They have an algorithm that's designed to suck our kids in and keep them on as long as possible.
But Bonta says that's not the case for TikTok's sister platform in China.
Douyin in China actually uses tools to protect youth. It has a real duration limit for some youth of 40 minutes. It prevents notifications at certain times of day, specifically at night. And after a certain amount of autoplay and use of infinite scroll, it creates a pause.
The state accuses TikTok of being in violation of consumer laws and seeks penalties and injunctive and monetary relief.
That's Karen Adams. Not sure what enforcement power the courts would have against TikTok's Chinese owners. Told you last week, new chief of police will be Jim McDonnell in Los Angeles, picked by the mayor. Has to be confirmed by the council. That is pretty much a sure bet. Council really never goes against the mayor's recommendation, but it is part of the process, so it'll be a couple of weeks before McDonnell can take the oath.
He spent 4 years as L.A. County Sheriff. Jim McDonnell is a name well-known here at Los Angeles City Hall, but to become LAPD's next chief of police, the next step for McDonnell will be to appear before L.A.'s Public Safety Committee. They meet every other Tuesday, so 2 weeks from now, it's likely he could be here at City Hall, and the chair of that committee is Councilmember Monica Rodriguez, who says she's reserving her opinion on whether or not McDonnell will get her support.
Just because the mayor has selected a chief, he's not chief yet.
No, there's still the process where the council needs to vet and approve the recommendations.
Why is that process important?
Well, I mean, it's important for the council to consider all of the appointments. We are equally leaders for the city, whether it's police chief, whether it's a general manager for a public works department. All of the nominations come and are confirmed by the Los Angeles City Council.
The Public Safety Committee will almost certainly quiz McDonnell when it comes to his philosophy on law enforcement. If they like him, they send his name to the council, the 15-member council. It takes 8 votes for a mayor's pick for chief of police for that person to actually get the job leading the Los Angeles Police Department.
It's Craig Figner covering City Hall for us. It is not even close. That is what a new polling in the LA County DA's race is showing us. It is not looking good for George Gascón heading into today's KNX News LA Times debate. This poll from our partners at the Times and Berkeley find 51% are now for Hochman. He's now got an overall majority. Gascón is at 21%. 28% are still undecided. What that means here is that, according to this poll, Hochman's margin of victory is larger than that big undecided group. Berkeley poll director Mark DiCamillo tells us why people said they're supporting Hochman.
And we also asked Hochman's voters what were some of the important reasons they were supporting him. And they do give a number of things. He'll be more effective in prosecuting cases involving violent crime. 73% said that was extremely important reason for supporting him.
He also says the majority have a negative opinion of Gascón, which is really driving the support for Hochman. KNX News LA Times debate. You may be hearing this after it ends. If so, you can go to knxnews.com and watch the entire thing. If it happens to be before 5 o'clock on Tuesday, it airs live 5 to 6 p.m. KNX News 97.1 FM, knxnews.com, latimes.com, lots of places to watch. And that's the LA Local for this 8th of October. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.